Welcome to Testimony Tuesday, your weekly podcast for inspiring stories of faith and transformation. I'm your host, Edwin, and each week we invite believers to share their personal journeys and encounters with God. Whether you're looking to strengthen your faith, find encouragement, or discover how others have walked through challenges with grace and trust in the Lord, this is the place for you. So take a moment to quiet your heart and open your mind as we dive into today's powerful testimony. Let's find strength and inspiration together as we draw closer to God. Are you ready? Let's begin.
My sciatica incident. I embarked on this journey in early 2013, reeling from the departure of my wife, which left me utterly shattered. At my lowest ebb in life, I found solace in salvation. However, this marked the beginning of a tumultuous phase. I was grappling with an identity crisis and uncertain about my future. A few months later, I found solace in a church where I was fervently pursuing a spiritual path. Despite my dedication, my life was marred by an unforeseen ordeal. One morning, I woke up writhing in agony, experiencing excruciating pain unlike anything I had ever endured. The searing pain radiated down my left leg and into my foot, heralding a severe sciatica attack. It was excruciating to the point where no position offered respite. I found myself pacing in agony, shedding tears, and fervently praying for relief to no avail. Throughout the day, I battled the unrelenting pain through tears, prayers, pacing, and awkward attempts at alleviation. This occurrence unfolded on a Wednesday, a day designated for Bible study. Despite my agony, I mustered the strength to cleanse myself, limping all the way to the church. Although the pain persisted, my unwavering commitment to attending Bible study propelled me forward. I was resolute in not allowing anything to obstruct my reception of divine teachings. Fortunately, the church was conveniently located within walking distance from my residence. Otherwise, I would have been at a loss. Truth be told, I endured excruciating pain as tears streamed down my face during the journey. Remarkably, upon arriving, I discovered one tolerable position on a couch, which sustained me throughout the extended duration of the study session. I focused on immersing myself in the enlightening preachings. Upon the conclusion of the Bible study, a fellow disciple bestowed me with a cane and ensured my safe transportation back home, which was truly a godsend. Although my appearance turned heads, evoking bewilderment, my sole motivation was my profound faith and unwavering devotion to the Lord. Why do I recount this experience? Why did I push myself to attend Bible study in such dire straits? I understand that it was not a necessity. I had the liberty to remain at home. However, I recognized the potential exacerbation of my discomfort by choosing to venture out. Nevertheless, my actions serve as an embodiment of perseverance amidst adversity and an exemplar for others. While I acknowledge the extremity of my actions, the underlying message remains resolute perseverance in the face of challenges. The adversary relentlessly tests us, demanding our unwavering determination to endure. The foe's relentless assault endures until our surrender, and thus our vigilance must be equally steadfast. This anecdote serves as encouragement to confront adversities head-on. On that day, I demonstrated to the adversary the unwavering strength within me, showcasing that my faith is indomitable. I exemplified that the divine presence within me surpasses all challenges, and that the adversary's efforts to sever my connection with God will be vehemently opposed. It commences with a seemingly innocuous decision to abstain from an activity, gradually forming a detrimental pattern. The adversary preys on our vulnerabilities surreptitiously, hence the significance of unwavering commitment in resisting these temptations. My actions reflect my commitment to the path of righteousness, and I implore others to exhibit similar resolve. While I do not expect others to replicate my extreme measures, dedication to spiritual growth is commendable and shall be rewarded by the divine grace.
Thank you for joining us this Testimony Tuesday. It's always inspiring to hear the powerful ways God works in our lives, and I hope today's story has touched your heart and strengthened your faith. Remember, we gather here every week to share and listen to the journeys that bring us closer to our Creator. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite listening platform so you never miss an episode. And if you found today's testimony uplifting, please consider sharing it with friends or family who might also be encouraged by these stories. I'm your host, Edwin, wishing you a week filled with faith, hope, and God's everlasting love. Until next time, keep carrying the light. God bless.